There you go. It's the last 20 minutes of the week.
Yes, it is. Another week. Another week.
Not for everybody. It's the first 40 minutes of the last day of the week for a lot of folks.
Other people.
Yeah, that's true.
But after all, it's really about us.
Yeah.
Well,
it is about us.
German Philip
von Heinrich
Klugschreiber
Wilhelm
confronted a fan and hit another on the head with a flying tennis ball on the way to a dramatic Auckland Open semifinal defeat today. He's ranked, of course, 42nd in the world. Apparently got up in the face of a fan. We need some of this. This is good. Need to be out there confronting your fans. It's like wrestling that way.
Yeah.
And hitting another one on the head with a tennis ball.
Wow.
Metal tissue holders contaminated with radioactive materials have been distributed by Bed Bath & Beyond stores
Ooh.
In more than 20 states.
Well, that could make you glow where the sun don't shine right there, you know?
Guess so.
Hey, what are you doing with a tissue holder?
Well, that's
just unseemly.
Yeah. That radioactive stuff can, you know, it can jump from place to place.
I know what you were saying.
Yeah,
anyway,
there you go.
Doesn't include Texas.
Well, good.
Everything will be all right.
Yeah, except for Austin. Always includes Austin.
Yeah, they said they'll fix it and get it taken care of.
Sure they will.
So we got American Airlines. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not. They're a pretty good size airline.
Mm-hmm. Been around?
Well, they are, and actually, they are what you would call a legacy airline because they have been around for a while. But as you well know, they filed for bankruptcy protection. And that being said, now there appear to be sharks in the water circling. It could well be that there'll be another airline that we know that may gobble up American Airlines. How would that be? I mean, that's probably not a good thing. They're saying that Delta Airlines and the U.S. Airways Group and some folks called TPG Capital are studying bids for the parent company of American Airlines.
Hmm.
Now, here's my thought. I mean, you going to keep that hub in Dallas? Because Texas has already taken a pretty big hit when those United folks moved the headquarters up to Chicago.
Yeah.
So just...
Where else would you put your hub? And
well,
it costs
I don't know.
You money to move your hub.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, yeah.
You know?
Well, unless you cap it.
Yeah, that's
it just
right.
takes some lug nuts to move your hub cap then. But, and I think, obviously, you'd need to keep a hub in Dallas because that's a big airport and good central location, all that kind of stuff. But anyhow, we'll see how all that works out. And then three of us were talking off the air. Folks, if you ever wonder what we talk about off the air. We were discussing the different possibilities for PepsiCo as they continue to flounder a bit. And we decided that probably we'd go along with the board of directors that it's best to keep the company together rather than break it up a la Kraft, where you have your food products on one side and your drinks on the other. I believe that's the way you said it, wasn't it, Chase?
Exactly.
Foods on one side and drinks on the other.
Uh-huh, exactly.
So we'll see how that goes. But I had believed that one of the biggest problems for PepsiCo is that none of the PepsiCo products can be mixed with alcohol.
Yeah.
Because after all, nobody ever orders a bourbon and Mountain
Pepsi.
Dew.
Yeah.
Well, they might, but I don't think we hear about it very much. But, you know, could well be. But we'll keep you informed of that. Oh, but while we're talking about that, about alcohol, did you hear about the guy? I mean, we hear of unfortunate accidents all the time. Did you hear about the guy who drowned last weekend?
No.
Well, he apparently...
This is not going to end well,
well
is it?
Well, it's not, but, I mean, he fell into a vat of Glenfiddich.
Of who?
Glenfiddich. It's a scotch.
Oh.
I mean, what a way to go.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I was thinking. I mean,
apparently jumped in, and it wasn't finished product. It was still in the brewing process, if you will, or the fermenting process.
Though,
yes, it could.
Yeah, because there might not have been any sugar in there, whatever they put in.
Yeah, well, anyway, it doesn't matter because he's not
with us anymore.
Not with us anymore. But what a way to go. And so anyhow, that's going on for you. Drug suspect was handcuffed. Somehow managed to break free and steal a police car. I mean, do you want to be the officer who has to explain that to your shift supervisor?
I'm sure it's happened before.
William Francis. Yeah, see, that's probably not a good explanation.
Yeah. Look on the personal charge.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to start and all, but.
Hope his desk is nice now.
22-year-old William Francis Blankenship.
William Francis.
Was this the unfortunate cop?
No, that's the perp.
Oh, that's the guy who,
allegedly,
who did the Houdini act. No?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this just gets worse, though. Uh-huh. This is so Barney Fifean.
Yeah, I was thinking Tootie and Muldoon.
Well, it's Fifean because he allegedly stole a small Indiana town's only squad car.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, man, we just can't have nice things.
then.
So they got to do a rental now.
He's stolen the police car.
Uh-huh. It is in the rest.
According to dispatchers, he radioed in to ask where the cigarette lighter was.
Hey!
You know, there's some stories you just don't tell on yourself. I mean, if you hear about this and the media calls, you go, well, we'll have an official story on that later. But instead, whoever they talk to, and it could be a disgruntled officer, mentioned that, he called and wanted to know where the cigarette lighter was. But it gets worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Worst?
Yep. Vehicle was eventually found, quote, wrecked and submerged in water, end quote. Final line of the story, suspect is still at large. So they know who he is. He's so stupid he can't find the cigarette lighter.
What's this button do?
And then he wrecks the car, submerges it in water, and is able to escape. And I'm guessing was still handcuffed, for a little while anyway. Small town in Indiana. They didn't tell us which town it was, thank goodness. So they're doing the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And, there's always stories that are coming out of there. So our stat of the day is each day more Android devices are activated than babies born. Think about that. Revelation comes from YouTube's global head of content. His name is Robert Kleinickel. In his keynote address yesterday, a look at the numbers finds that his claim is in fact true. In late December, Google announced that over 700,000 Android devices were powering up for the first time daily. That was up 27% from the month before. Now, of course, that could have had to do with Christmas. But by comparison, the Census Bureau estimates there were 367,000 babies born every day across the globe in 2012, almost two Android devices for every person born this year. First world problems?
Well, I mean, technology has taken people out of the bedroom.
Yes, obviously. It has. Well,
yes.
Okay. And you know what? They're using the phones that is melting the ice caps, too. And the baby seals are dying because of the cell phones. Where does it end? Where do we draw the line?
Sorry, honey. I have to text, and I have a headache. Yeah. Right.
And by the way, Facebook adding another new interactive feature for you users who are on Facebook.
Oh, good.
You may now have a listen with button on your friends' pages. This tab allows you to listen to the same song your friend is listening to on Spotify or RDIO. Have you heard of that one? I don't know. Chase, do you know that one?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like Spotify. Not only that, but you get to tune into the song at the same exact point where your friend is currently listening.
Oh.
Whether it's in the beginning, middle, or end.
Is your friend that's there with you, right?
Well, I don't know.
No, I'm sure it's as they're listening to it right then.
No matter where they are.
They're in Outer Mongolia.
Oh, so you can enjoy the song together.
Yeah, we're looking at the same moon and listening to the same
song.
Well,
see, that's not the same thing. See?
Yeah.
I've got this new song by The Fray. Would you like to hear it?
Hey, man, I like The Fray.
The Fray is not bad. I agree. I turned on to The Fray yesterday, as a matter of fact.
The Fray?
The Fray. They're not, you're right, they're not bad. They play a lot of casinos, but they're not bad. Anyway, according to CNET News, You only have to hover your cursor over your friend's name and then click the Listen With button. There's also a chat bar that allows you to discuss the music that you're both listening to.
Hmm. When I hear this lyric, I think of your eyes.
Well, again, it sounds to me like one more way that people can be distracted while driving. Yeah, officer, I ran to the car in front of me because I was trying to listen to the new song that this person was listening to. Huh? Do what? But anyway, there you go. And do you remember the University of Connecticut study that showed that red wine was good for you? This came out a while back. Turns out the researcher pretty much made up most of the information. After a three-year investigation, the school found 145 counts of fabrication and falsification of the data. The researcher, Dr. Dipak Das, has been on the UConn faculty.
Thanks, Dr. Dipak?
Yeah, Dipak Das has
been on the UConn faculty
since 1984, tenured since 93. Funding for the research in his lab now frozen, I bet. And the school has declined nearly $900,000 in federal grants awarded to him. So far, the school hasn't initiated dismissal proceedings, even though that's stipulated in their bylaws. Okay, the guy made up the study again. 145 counts of fabrication and falsification in the one report. And that dude was bringing some bread in, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, $900,000 in grants. And, again, been there since 84. We're still doing Publish or Perish? I mean, I guess that's what we're talking about here. And I guess he published and he may perish because of it.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition. If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 7 minutes till. Everybody got a family member that's a little bit off center, you know what I'm saying? Brett Favre, no different.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's from Mississippi. What do you expect?
That's it. Brett's got a younger sister named Brandy. Brandy, that's with an I. Brandy popped for charges of making meth last January.
Uh-oh. A
year ago. Case still pending with a grand jury, but a few locals want her to pay up. TMZ.com. And anytime TMZ is reporting on you, it's not a good thing. Generally not a good thing. Reports that a couple that lived near her alleged speed den,
mm-hmm.
claim they detected, quote, widespread meth contamination in their own home and had to move out for 5 months while the place was being restored. Now, I don't know very much about meth making, except it can be dangerous, but meth contamination? Maybe one double wide next to the other one. Hmm. Anyhow, so they're suing. They want Brandy to pay up.
Sure they do.
Or Bubba can do it, you know. Bubba makes money off them jeans and stuff. He could pay for it if Brandy ain't got the money. You know, that's all I'm saying. Okay. Tom, these next two stories are in hopes that by the time we're done, Chase is in the fetal position in the corner of his newsroom.
Okay.
All right.
Seeing if we can do that, okay?
I'm ready.
Your smartphone may be causing hallucinations. your smartphone may be causing hallucinations. This is according to a British psychologist, Richard Balding. Now, we're not talking seeing things and stuff.
No.
But smartphones are meant to help workers manage their workload by giving them access to messages and alerts while away from their office. But people become so obsessed about checking their email accounts and their social networking sites, they actually become more stressed as a result. Some are so hooked on their devices, they even begin to experience phantom vibrations where they mistakenly believe their phone is buzzing in their pocket.
Whatever.
I believe that would be a first world problem. And. Story number two. He's getting there. Even though we reported feeling less stress last year than in 2007, experts believe that being stressed out is the new normal. 75% cited lack of money as the major stress. Women are more stressed out than men, but men are more likely to get sick from their stress. And location matters, with folks along the East Coast feeling much more stressed than those out west. So see, you're stressed to the point that you feel like your phone is vibrating when there's really no message, when nobody really wants to be talking to you or texting you. And now the fact that you're so stressed out that being stressed is the new normal. Welcome to U.S. America in 2012.
Huh.
I just want to get a vibration. Somebody send me a text message. Please.
Yeah. Now.
Please, I can't live anymore.
Who needs a .com when you've got a .anything? The nonprofit that regulates domain names now taking applications for new internet suffixes.
And you could pretty much dot it. We could be dot infomaniacs.
Right. I mean, if you all begin, it's going to take some money. But as soon as next year, may see websites ending in .apple, .mcdonald's, .whatever. ICANN, it's the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. They're the ones who oversee all this thing. Says we may see this, and the first expansion runs through April the 12th. Now, here's the deal, though. What if you want the example they give here, .delta?
Yeah.
Is that Delta Airlines or Delta Faucets?
Uh-huh.
I mean, both are pretty good-sized companies. Both of them seem like they could justify
it's
that.
It's going to cause a lot of confusion,
or Delta, Delta, Delta.
Them too.
I mean, if I had
Delta, you had to help you. Yeah.
If I had .com, I'm not sure I'd want to get rid of it. I mean.
Well, registering your personal suffix is going to cost maybe up to $185,000 for each one of them, along with monthly and annual fees.
Well, then whoever registers .chase, you just treat it nice.
And be sure and spell it wrong, so that there'll be a confusion factor there. But nonetheless, so there you are. And I agree. I mean, I think that might be counterproductive. How long is it going to take for people to notice that? Because, you know, what do we got, 4 or 5 now? I mean, you got .com or .edu. Okay, but I guess there are 5 or 6 that are core.
Right.
And you know, to get people, it's you know, ABC
Delta,
company.
Delta.
Yeah, it's ABC company at .frog. Didn't you know that? I mean, I thought everybody knew that. So, anyhow, got that going. All right, here we go. I think it's time for
This Date in History?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, the part I love.
Yeah, I know it is. Okay, on This Date in History,
I love this part.
13 years ago, The Sopranos aired their pilot on HBO back in 1999.
Mm.
Also a red letter day for Weird Al Yankovic and other people like Tom Tarpeyville's Anthony Foss patented the first accordion.
Ah.
1854.
There you go. Beautiful dreamer.
What did polka music sound like before the accordion? You ever think about that? And I'm not doing this just because
they played it on a washboard.
That's it. Yeah. I'm not saying this just because of the Zydeco. That's it. Zydeco polka. Perfect. Thomas Crapper pioneered the one-piece pedestal flushing toilet in 1863.
We're all grateful, too.
Thanks,
yes,
sir.
We really are.
Appreciate
it. Yeah. First ad for a radio appeared in print, 1906, Scientific American. Cost $7.50, which is a lot of money back then.
Uh-huh.
The first public radio broadcast was done by Lee DeForest in 1910. A 27-year-old Larry King hosted.
I was going to say he asked for caller 9.
1920, the New York Times published a story that said rockets would never fly. And in 1921, the first windshield wipers were invented.
Oh, really?
Speaking of what you do before then, forget the polka.
No kidding.
Yeah. Put your hand outside. Guess you can't drive.
Wait, wait, wait.
And the first Frisbee developed by the Wham-O Company in 1957. All right.
Yeah, four new movies at the Bijou's today, at the Bijou's. Beauty and the Beast in 3D. It gets the only passing grade of any of the four.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, it's the same movie.
Yeah, well, it's in 3D now.
It's a, I mean, yeah, really?
Yeah. I guess it's not going to get worse, right? Or better.
I mean, if it was good 20 years ago, it.